This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Have you ever really noticed how often we use animals to describe what's happening in the stock market or economy? Bulls, bears, swans, unicorns, those are the more well-known ones. A new book called Bear Markets and Beyond explores why so many beasts have become financial jargon. The BBC's Drudy Shaw is the author, and she's found a few new ones for us to take note of.
You've also got hamsters. So this year with coronavirus, hamsterkauf, it started popping up globally. It's this German word for hamster purchase, and it's been used for all that stockpiling that's been going on. We've got meerkats, very hyper alert investors, very, very different to ostriches who just want to keep their head low. So loads and loads of different animals.
There are 130 animals that you've listed in this book. How did this Wall Street speak evolve over the last several decades?
We did a lot of research, looked into the etymology. The bears and the bulls, people think that that originated in the 18th century when bears and bulls were pitted against each other in staged fights. And you've got the bears going down in the market. Bears swatted downwards with their paws. Bulls struck upwards with their horns. So you see a bull market, that's a rising market. The word piggy bank, that goes back to 1450 from our research. Before banks, people would like stash their cash at home in these earthenware pots called pigs, which are spelled P-Y-G-G-S. Now, people love using animals. It makes business so much more fun.
Yeah, like you say, this is a fun book, but these terms are important for people to really understand, aren't they? Because business and economic literacy is crucial, not just to understanding things you read in the paper or hear on the radio, but also your own personal finances.
Yeah, the book is about encouraging financial confidence. It's about making sure that people don't feel scared and they can understand all of that language that's being used around their money. Now, if your money is in a pension, then what sort of investor have you got working on your behalf? Have you got a pragmatic owl? Financial literacy is a huge issue in a post-COVID economy. One in three people are financially illiterate around the world. Last week, a report actually came out suggesting that 89% of Americans surveyed suggested that a lack of financial education leads to bigger social issues, poverty, a lack of job opportunities, wealth inequality. There are so many surveys showing that across Europe, Asia, Latin America, everywhere, that if you've got low financial literacy, you're going to have more problems with your young people, with everybody. The whole point is to make it not scary for families to have conversations. So the book works for those who are in the know. They can laugh at the quizzical sheep investor, but it also helps those who want to be in the know.
It's definitely a fun one to keep by my computer for sure. The BBC's Drudy Shaw, author of the new book, Bear Markets and Beyond. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.